If you can't afford to financially support the audio project on Patreon, I completely understand. Please enjoy all of the stories that are here on the site for free. And if you're able to, share your favourites, comment, and let the guest writers and readers know that you love their work. If you would like to support, patreon.com/girlonthenet. You'd be surprised how much you get for very little money. This is Hand Jobs on the Train and Other Things That Didn't Happen. A while ago, I was on the tube, and I could barely look away from a couple who were, well, there's no better way of putting it, frotting. Not just gentle, subtle touches and rubs, enthusiastic, tongues in mouths, full sex but with clothes on. I'm a big fan of public affection, but this probably went a tad further than I'd applaud, given that kids could have entered the carriage at any moment. But nevertheless, the sheer casual lust was an amazing thing to see. Because trains tend to make me horny, I associate public transport with some of the hottest moments of my life. I sincerely hope that both the people in this couple remember that tube journey for a long, long time. If nothing else, it'll make up for all the stares and tuts they had to endure from frowning tourists on their horny journey. I hope they got home and tore each other's clothes off with a desperate passion and had wild sex in the middle of the hallway, then made cups of tea for each other and blushed with the knowledge that everyone on the central line knew that was exactly what they were going to do. Although there are clearly some things which are beyond the bounds of most people's tastes, and acts which you'd never want to do when kids might hop on at the next stop, it made me wonder just what the cut-off point was for, okay, you're just horny, to, I'm going to have to throw you off the train now, madam. A kiss is surely fine. A touch barely noticeable. A hand slipped up a jumper or under the hem of a skirt? Sure. But a hand down the top, squeezing nipple, perhaps less so. And surely a full-on hand job on the train is, if not illegal, then certainly contravening a number of railway bylaws. So in honour of the frotting Central Line lovebirds, here are some 100% definitely made up stories about things I have absolutely never done on public transport. 1. Getting horny on the night bus. It's how late? About 3:30 a.m. I think. The night bus rolls with the weight of the drunks and the disgusted at drunks. He's sitting beside me and I cannot stop touching him. I'm not a millionaire and Zone 1 living is laughably out of reach, so you can guarantee that if we hop on a night bus in central London, it'll be a hell of a long ride home. He smells perfect, like sex and whiskey, with a hint of the warmth of whatever deodorant he wears, the remnants evaporating from him as I bury my lolling, drunken head onto his shoulder. His bag is on his lap. I run my hand up to the top of his thigh and he leans into me, inhaling the smell of my hair and no doubt the remnants of my own boozy night as well. His dick gets harder, pressing strongly against the crotch of his jeans. He shifts his bag to cover things as I unzip him and reach inside. 2. Touching on the train. The train is almost empty, one or two seats occupied at the other end of the carriage, but around us there is silence. The sleepy, lazy arousal caused by hours of sitting next to each other on a plane, wanting to touch but too close to others for comfort. I bury my head in his shoulder, pretending to be asleep. He watches the door at the end of the carriage for a guard, whispers things in my ear. Things that start with a fantasy about exhibitionist fucking and end with my favourite words, touch me. And I do. With my jacket draped over his lap, I can run my hand over him, slowly, shifting gently, gripping him tight through the fabric of his jeans and feeling his cock pulse under my palm. Is anyone looking? I whisper. I feel him shake his head, swallow, that gulp of nervous lust that wants me to do it, to touch him, to run the tips of my fingers around the head of his dick. I unzip him and reach inside. 3. Bucking on the coach. Again, sleepy, drunk, horny. Could keep my hands off him if I had the inclination or willpower, but I don't. With his big arm around my shoulders, I press myself into the warmth of his chest. I can feel his heart beating and hear his breath catch as I cup his crotch. I squeeze gently. I just cannot get enough of that throbbing, growing sensation as his dick twitches hard in my hand. There's no one else here at the back of the coach. It's quiet. The lights are off. The driver kindly letting us sit in darkness to more fully appreciate the bright lights of the M4. I squeeze harder. He swallows. His breath catches again. He lays my coat out on his lap, an invitation to do exactly what I want, unzip and reach inside. I yawn, feigning tiredness for an audience that isn't there and wouldn't care even if it were. I lie my head on his lap, put the coat over me, making a tent to hide what I'm about to do. I unzip. I take the head of his dick in my mouth and I lick him, slowly. I can feel him tense as I do, bracing his feet against the footrests, grabbing a handful of my clothing to steady himself. My head rests awkwardly on his stomach as I take him in, all soft, wet lips and no momentum, no pressure. I can't make him come. I know I can't. He'll need more. Speed, rhythm, the clench of the back of my throat around the tip of his cock as I swallow every inch of him. But that can't happen here. There's too much danger. People at the front of the coach who might hear rustling. So I lick. Gently. I let wetness dribble from my lips right down the shaft of his cock and I rub it softly with my fingers. He holds his breath, pushes back against me ever so slowly. That desire to slide more in, that physical whimper of need, a twitch that says, please, 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 please. With a silent request that's so deliciously desperate, how could I possibly not? One quick shift as if I'm sleeping lightly and the rustle of my jacket covers the change in position. I slide further down onto him until I can feel his swollen cock blocking the back of my throat. I hold my breath and stay there, still, as he shifts his hips slightly to push it more firmly into me. His favourite part. The only thing that will bring him to the edge. I can feel him trembling with a desperation to make some noise, any noise that will encourage me to keep going. I imagine the cries in his head, please, please don't stop, harder, more, deeper, please, please. But we're on a coach, and there are people at the front. And I don't want to rustle, so I take things slowly. Wet lips, slow movements, running my tongue around the head, and occasionally, very occasionally, swallowing the full length of his dick and causing those deliciously tense, almost silent whimpers. The streetlights flash past the windows and we cover nearly 60 miles. Finally, as the coach turns from the motorway and onto the crowded streets of London, he grabs the back of my hair and gives it one final push, dumping hot squirts of cum into the back of my throat and giving me shivers of aching arousal. I hold it in my mouth for a while, just a few more seconds, savouring the illicit taste of that awesome fuck. Then, reluctantly, I pretend to wake up. If you liked that, you can find more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn, or come help me make more of it at patreon.com/girlonthenet.